Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
A crossover is...
crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover continues to evolve.
All right. Good luck hitting your bingo card with everything we touched on our show.
Sheesh. I don't know what. I mean, I do think the phones are back, but I cannot confirm or I don't know.
So whatever you do, you better not talk about it.
Yeah, conspiracy against our show.
So
you walked in the studio and all of a sudden they worked.
That is kind of crazy. That is kind of you have upset the radio gods, Gary, in some way, shape, or form.
It started by crushing you right now. It has a lot to do with cocaine and parachutes. He uttered that phrase after a hockey game, and it was like,
a game seven of a Stanley Cup playoff, and even more in the final. Is the way to enjoy it, and what it's like is you explain to people it's like snorting cocaine, hopping on a motorcycle, and driving a motorcycle out of a plane.
Yeah,
it's like a scene from Fast and the Furious 6 or something like that.
For the younger listeners,
or whatever one.
For the younger listeners, don't try this at home.
Hey, come out with that. So this is the extent of my Stanley Cup knowledge. The Blues ran an ad in the St. Louis paper.
Yes. A little premature.
Prematurely.
Yes.
Ooh,
so what they should have done today is ran an ad with Boston Bruin merchandise.
Balance out the universe.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Ooh boy. How does that happen?
Well, did Toronto have Bill Russell in the house?
Yeah, apparently they had Bill Russell in the house, and it was
that's about the same.
That's like, what is it, the whole don't talk about a no hitter. Like
touch the money.
Yeah, man, that is. Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of cheering for St. Louis just because I think Boston has enough hardware.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, how many parades can they'll go broke?
That's true.
Well, it has been a couple of months since they won anything.
Is that all?
Is the game in St. Louis or in Boston?
Boston. Yeah. Can you imagine? That city has had a 9-month hangover.
Whoever's in charge of creating parades in Boston is a busy guy. Busy, you know what I mean? The parade coordinator of the city of Boston stays planning a parade.
Dude, did you see the snippets from the Sharpie and I talked about this off air from the party that Kraft threw the fellas for the Super Bowl ring?
Yeah.
Did that not look like somebody's wedding gala? Kraft didn't go cheap.
No, that was.
Did he realize
that
those were not grown men full of testosterone that sweat and get dirty
right,
for
right.
a living?
Right, that was like a black tie event.
That Joker was pristine.
Yeah, that was. That was big time.
Must be rough.
How about?
Probably needed a little more cash so he reached in his seat cushion.
I don't know if you guys care about this, but I am so excited about the Raiders on Hard Knocks. Like, I cannot.
Because you think Gruden is nuts.
All of it.
Antonio Brown.
You got Gruden. It's going to be.
You got Richie Incognito.
Richie Incognito is on the team.
It's their last year in Oakland.
Dude, what are you going to do with Vontaze Burfict?
I don't know.
The guy's he's basically been uncontrollable. And then he's got to squash it and make peace. He said he was cool with AB. But remember when he was a Bengal and he decapitated him?
I know. I can't wait.
But do you think that the NFL forced the Raiders to be on Hard Knocks?
Well, I thought...
Because Mark Davis said no way.
George and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. There was like, I think there are four or five teams that were ineligible to say no, for lack of a better term. I don't know how that stuff works, Damon. You might be able to answer that question.
But then all of a sudden, right after that, the Raiders became the favorite on Odd Shark.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, well, that was quick.
Because to me, it was like the Redskins, the Lions, the 49ers. Like, it was it was clearly, if you're going for the most interesting one, it's going to be the Raiders.
They don't do any playoff teams from the previous season.
And then you have to go on it at some point?
Over a 10-year span, you have to be considered. But Mark Davis said, we're not going to be on it because it would be a distraction.
Right.
And all of a sudden, yesterday, HBO drops the trailer that they're doing the Raiders.
Right.
And people lost their mind.
But do you think, in a weird way, the majority of the time I think it hurts teams in all reality, but did it help the Browns?
You know what?
On some level, did it help Cleveland?
It did not help Hugh Jackson. Hugh Jackson came off terrible.
Awful. I think it hurt. Yeah. I thought it hurt Jeff Fisher with the Rams. Yeah. I thought it hurt Hugh Jackson. But overall, like the Browns feel like they became an elevated franchise to me after Hard Knocks.
Yeah, but how could you think that season was going to be any good with the way that Hard Knocks was going for them? You look at like Hugh
right,
Jackson,
yeah. I mean,
you're like,
just laugh.
I knew it was.
I remember about this time a year ago, Hugh Jackson planted his flag in Tyrod Taylor and said, like, he's the starter. He's the starter. It's like, yeah, right. Yes. You know? This is clearly destined for disaster.
I get the sense there's this little part of me that thinks Kitchens is in over his head a little bit with handling all those personalities. So I'm still taking the Steelers. I know, shocker, right? Because that's my team.
No, I think Pittsburgh have a really good year.
Me too.
I think
these are the years that they do it.
It's yes. Big Ben.
You know, I think all those guys.
FU year.
Yeah, all those guys are out. Prove some.
Is this the year finally that you think New England takes a step back? I know it's like you say it, and then it's like, they just won another.
It seems like it, but it seems like that almost every year, does it not?
But at some point, you got
to. You know what I'm excited for is for Chris Hogan to become the latest wide receiver to leave New England and just slip into oblivion.
Yes.
You know, like, I mean, he's now with Carolina. You won't hear about Chris Hogan again.
Nope.
I did see where Cam Newton is actually throwing the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
Not a ton.
That's good.
Does
Gerald McCoy change that team at all?
It depends on how they let him play.
Okay.
If you get the motivated McCoy, he's still got a cut. He's not dominant, but he's really good.
Yeah.
They got a chance. Rivera might be the most underappreciated good coach in football.
Because what was that 3 years ago that they?
He's pretty maligned for a guy that wins a lot of games.
Well, he was on the hot seat, and they went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah. He's gonna get fired if they didn't have a very good
He
year.
Must be a pretty good coach.
Yeah.
And it can't be easy having your wagon hitched to Cam.
No.
Well,
you're not a Cam guy, are you? Are you a Cam guy?
I like Cam. I like a healthy Cam.
I'm not a huge Cam guy.
Not 100%.
Your situation at quarterback can be far worse than having Cam Newton.
Yeah,
I'm not like if Cam's my starter, am I like feeling like we got a chance to, you know, every single Sunday I got a dude.
I can't remember a list I was looking at last year. It was almost about this time, and somebody put Goff ahead of Cam Newton, and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's a little soon for that.
What?
I still
would take Cam Newton over Jared Goff.
Every Sunday, if you were the head coach, would you wake up feeling better if Deshaun Watson was your quarterback or Cam Newton was your quarterback? I mean, Cam's more proven.
Prop for me, my personality, give me D-Watt.
Yeah.
Only because I think I can bank on what I'm getting.
And I think you're going to get, I think.
Although his spectacular may not be as good as Cam's, I don't think his bad will be as good.
And you don't get any of the drama.
Yeah, give me D-Watt probably.
I'd probably take Deshaun Watson just because like the difference between the two isn't enough to offset the potential drama of things. So I would take Deshaun Watson, but yeah, I don't know.
Is this the year for Houston? I feel like
I keep on. That's also something I say every. I'm like, team. I'm telling you, Houston. Well, I feel like I've said that for a million years now too.
The window might be shrinking because you had a head coach who forced out his GM in June.
How about that?
Did you hear Sean Salisbury go ham?
Did he?
Oh my goodness. And he's not afraid.
That like slid under the radar. That whole story was like.
A general manager.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, all of a sudden, Sunday or whatever,
Jets,
I was like, wait a minute,
the
what?
Jets handling was bad?
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. The Texans fired the Jets? What happened
in
here?
June?
What happened?
The only thing I'll say is, how is that offensive line not better, though? Like, how have you not really addressed that?
I don't know.
Because you spent a lot of money on the defensive side of the football and your wide receivers.
And in the least surprising news, Jadeveon Clowney will not be at minicamp.
Is that guy living off a one hit at South Carolina?
That dude does heck he wants.
Is that against Michigan? Sorry, Lance. He's been pretty good in the NFL
when he was healthy.
Yeah.
But not the helmet remover, Jadeveon.
Did the running back he hit have like dreads?
Yeah.
The dreads made it look more like, because the dreads went everywhere.
He did the bouncing predator look.
Like, woo! Sheesh. That was enough. Oh, God.
Sorry about that, Michigan Lance. All right, man. Have a good show.
We'll try.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night. No!
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
They say, what's your show about? I say nothing. There you go.
Live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Welcome to the show. Here's Nick Baugh.
When you hear Digital Underground, George, you know what's going down in about 50 minutes. You know what's happening. Do you not, George?
I do.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure you know what's
going on. No, this microphone and me are fighting right now.
Yeah, what's that? That mic's not wanting anything to do with you. That mic is not wanting anything to do with you. Technology in this studio today is not getting along. We think we have the phones all good in the hood, so that means we're going to get Shanley. That means we're going to get Tolliver. I can't wait to text both those guys. You get two. You get one current pro athlete, one former pro athlete. I'm going to ask them about the whole notion of trusting team doctors. You know, because that's one of the whole things. I tell you what, these team doctors are like the most evil human beings ever. Really? That's you talk about something that I just am not ready to get on board with. But I'll ask Tolliver about it. I'll ask Shanley about it. And I think there's a culture in football that is totally different than basketball. And that culture, the culture in football is you play hurt, right? The culture of football is like literally you got to be on your deathbed to not put on your helmet on Sunday, right? You take whatever pills you got to take. You got to stick whatever needle you need to be sticking in you for you to be able to play. So I'd imagine that a guy like Scott Shanley, when he assesses this Kevin Durant thing on like, well, yeah, you play. I mean, of course you play. You know what I mean? I think to a guy like to a guy like Scott Shanley, it's like, man, I don't care if it's week four against Tampa Bay. You play. It's just the culture of football is different. And then let's be honest, also the way football's structured is different. Just, you know, there's fewer games, there's higher urgency. But that's just it about, you know, this whole situation with KD is, you know, the fact that the urgency was about as high as it can possibly get because it was the finals, right? But I'll be real, real curious to get those guys' thoughts on both those things. Because I will say this, and you know, you read more about things, still is a little unclear. I cannot wait for the tell-all, exactly specific, detailed handling of what the last 30 days have been like for Kevin Durant and Golden State. Because if you want to be critical of how Golden State handled this, I can get with that on some levels. Because here's the thing. It was always unclear what the nature of the injury was, when it's unclear exactly what the nature of the injury is, that's going to lead to speculation. And when you have speculation, some of that could be guys questioning why Kevin Durant isn't back. When you leave, I've always kind of thought this can be, here's the thing, you don't have to tell the public everything, but when you leave something up for interpretation, that's on you. That's on you. When you leave something up for interpretation or you leave a void of information, people are going to fill that void. And bottom line, it has never been clear what exactly Durant's injury was and what the past month looked like for him. And to add to all that, Kevin Durant himself kind of disappeared into the shadows, didn't sit on the bench, didn't really talk to anyone. So then when he kind of came out of nowhere and showed up and is cleared and no minutes restriction and then tears his Achilles in 12 minutes, there's naturally a lot of questions. You know, you hear Steve Kerr and some of his quotes after the game saying that he was told that Kevin Durant could not hurt himself more, which is like, ooh, that's a, I mean, really? I can't wait to get more information on exactly what happened with this thing. Again, I'm not going to sit here and act like that I don't think the Warriors misled or had malicious intent with their handling of Kevin Durant's injury. I just think the way they handled this thing publicly was not well done. Keep in mind, I forgot about this. Do you know that Joe Lacob said Kevin Durant will be back for the finals on May 21st?
Did he really?
Yeah. He said Kevin Durant will be back for the finals on May 21st. So, I mean, things like that don't do Kevin Durant any favors. It confuses people then when he isn't back. Again, I just go, to go from unable to play to full go 0 minutes restriction is quite a leap. It's quite a leap. But I'll be curious to get both Shanley and Tolliver's thoughts on how they view this. Because certainly it still is a mind-blowing thing. By the way, did you see, she didn't say anything crazy, but did you see Kevin Durant's mom was on Good Morning America? It's kind of like, if I were Kevin Durant, like, I don't know if I want my mom on TV talking about my injury. You know what I mean? Like, it's like at some point, like, stop it. And it has nothing to do with, like, I'm the same way. At some point, it's like, stop putting a microphone in front of LeVar Ball. Like, I don't really want to know specifically what, like, parents of pro athletes think. I mean, what is this, you know, the freshman, the JV basketball team? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, what, she didn't say anything crazy. She said that, she did say she thought the team doctors shared responsibility in his injury, which is, I mean, everybody's culpable in this thing, you know? I mean, it's a joint decision. But it's like, I mean, at some point, you know, I mean, Kevin Durant's mom doesn't need to be on Good Morning America. You know? Like, if I were Kevin Durant, I'd be like, Mom, stop it. Stop it. Just stop it. But again, mailbag coming up at 12 o'clock. If you haven't got your questions in, it's all good. We still got time. Get your questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Best email questions. Going to win a little gift certificate to Oscar. Get your Wing Game Ranch Pete's game, right? Scott Chanley, 11:30. Tolliver, 12:30. Daily lineup powered by Action Batteries. It all starts with us. 84th and J Street, actionbatteries.com. You can email me, Nick at 1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. Game time.